Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is December 17th, 2017. This is the Special Reports section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the planets' positions and patterns for the coming year, 2018. This is not an exhaustive report. Rather, it will be an overview of some of the main highlights. A heads up for those who wish to get an idea of the astrological energy setup for the coming year. So, first we start out with Saturn, the reality check planet, the planet of responsibility, limitation, delay, maturity, the so-called great malefic of Vedic astrology. Saturn will be spending the entire year in sidereal Sagittarius, starting out at 7 degrees of that sign, and reaching 17 degrees Sagittarius at the end of 2018. This is not a bad combination, except perhaps in one respect. Saturn is a stubborn planet. Sagittarius is a sign devoted to its beliefs. The result is more ideology, more partisanship. Saturn won't be directly interacting with any major planets, except for being conjunct Mars, which will be from March 7th until May 2nd. Saturn and Mars are mutual enemies in Vedic astrology. Combining Saturn with Mars is like putting an ice pack on an electric hot plate. Lots of steam, that is, tension and stress. Or, used wisely, the energy could be harnessed for focused effort and actually lead to some accomplishment. If you are Sagittarius rising or have planets in Sagittarius or opposite in Gemini in your natal chart, then March and April will likely be a time of great stress. Here's an example. The USA chart is Sagittarius rising and with a bunch of planets in Gemini. So, due to the Mars-Saturn energy affecting so many natal chart factors simultaneously, we can expect the United States to be in rather difficult straits from early March through April until May. Now on to Jupiter. Jupiter will be in Libra for most of 2018. The planet of increase and optimism entered Libra in September 2017. Libra is the sign of idealism. Jupiter is the planet of truth and justice. So, an emphasis on the idealistic truth, or striving to reach some idealistic state of justice and morality. But, since Saturn is simultaneously in Sagittarius, indicating emphasis on ideology, the problem will be trying to find that Libra balance so that all sides can achieve their idealism. After a year and a month in Libra, Jupiter changes signs, entering Scorpio on October 11th, 2018. So for the last 3 months of the year and until November 2019, Jupiter will manifest from the platform of the sign of secrets, conspiracies, investigations, and alliances. Jupiter's energy for increase will boost Scorpio's predisposition for secretive acts. So some of this will not be good. But on the plus side, Jupiter will help with Scorpio's investigations to find the truth. Every year has its astrological potholes, time periods when the planetary energy pattern is particularly negative, even threatening, or at least uncomfortable. The main pothole in 2018 is the Mars retrograde period, which, due to other simultaneous factors, promises to be especially icky. Usually Mars moves fairly rapidly, taking 6 weeks to transit through a sign. But every couple of years, Mars goes through a retrograde phase, appearing to travel backwards in a sign for 9 weeks, and as a consequence, remains in that sign for 6 months or more. Mars enters Capricorn on May 2nd, and on June 26th commences its retrograde period, which lasts until August 27th. Mars is the planet of action. I call it the do-it planet. We need the energy of Mars to initiate new projects, to get things going and keep them going. Mars is proactive, impatient for results. Mars wants victory. Mars is also the planet of aggression, of confrontation, and injury and accident. So what happens when Mars is retrograde? It's the energy of moving things forward, moving backwards in the zodiac. In other words, the initiating factor is being held back. Therefore, it's harder to get things off the ground. Progress gets delayed. Victory is denied. There's a higher chance for failure. So, a Mars retrograde period is not a good time to start anything. Projects begun while Mars is retrograde tend to backfire. Anything already underway will run into delays. Now, what makes this Mars retrograde period rather weird is that it will be combining with Ketu, the south node of the moon, which entered Capricorn last September 2017. Ketu is one of the eclipse points, and in Vedic astrology is a significator of past life karma, and also the past in a general sense. Ketu is therefore non-material and mysterious. At its best, it is spiritual. At its worst, it causes dissolution of the material plane. Ketu combining with retrograde Mars is a very suspicious combination, and rather rare, only happening maybe once in 100 years. Both of these are considered malefics in Vedic astrology, and both can be violent. So there's a high potential for something bad to happen this summer. Making matters worse, there will be a total lunar eclipse conjunct retrograde Mars and with retrograde Mercury opposite at the end of July. So, a much higher than normal potential for a crisis during this Mars retrograde period. You might want to take a summer vacation on, find a rock to hide under, especially from late June to late August. And then, finishing out the year, there will be yet another retrograde situation, but this one's not so bad. Venus will be in a retrograde period in October and November. The general rule in Vedic astrology is that since retrograde planets are closer to the Earth, brighter than usual in the heavens, they are therefore stronger. So, a natural benefic planet, like Venus, the planet of love and relationship, can actually do some good while retrograde. This is especially true this time, 2018, because Venus will be strong due to transiting in its own sign, Libra. Venus enters Libra on September 1st and stays all the way to the end of the year until New Year's, January 1st, 2019. So, 4 months of the planet of romance in the sign of relationship. It's also the planet of guidance, of advice, in the sign of fairness and equality. So, this sounds fairly promising for finding compromise and agreement. But, as is true for all retrograde planets, during its retrograde period, some of Venus's significations will manifest in abnormal ways. Since it is the planet of romance, going backwards, it's a time when love is held back or gets reconsidered. This could be bad, as in causing a breakup, but in other cases it means getting back together. As the planet of value, Venus going backwards means it's harder to determine true value, therefore making major purchases in October, November, is not recommended. Or, as the planet of aesthetics, backwards, your new purchase turns out to not look so good when you get it home compared to how it looked in the store. In other words, buyer's remorse. But mostly, Venus will be good in its own sign for the last 4 months of 2018. Of course, as we progress through the year, I will be putting up more videos with more details of these and other planetary patterns as they come up. And now, one more thing. It takes hours of work to make one of these videos. I know we expect everything on the internet to be free, but I sure could use some help. If you appreciate what I am doing here, please support this work by donating a few dollars. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks.